Move on down to agenda item number seven, Fish and Wildlife Resource Summit. Nice job on this, by the way.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. Give you Arden Peterson, Special Assistant to the Secretary. Like to provide a brief update on the Fish and Wildlife Resources Summit that took place on April 21st at Cedar Shores in Oklahoma. We invited about 35 sportsmen and sportswomen organizations to the summit. The initial intent was to gather to have a listening session, to converse, to discuss a number of different topics, and just to open dialogue with the sportsmen's organizations. And as I said, we invited about 35 groups. We had about 20 groups attended, about 25 individuals, along with three of you commissioners and staff. We provided kind of a draft outline that provided kind of a basis for our discussion that day. We broke things into like five challenges that we wanted the folks in attendance to discuss and to help us work through. And we also provided those people an opportunity to provide topics and input in other areas as well. Most of them fit pretty well into these challenges. Those challenges were, one, sustainable habitat, which is the key for all wildlife. Two, public access, which is important for every user group that was there. Sustainable funding, recreation and respect, and an effective collective conservation voice. And through the discussion that day, some of the key takeaways were on sustainable habitat, that habitat is really the key to wildlife management throughout North America. And it's also important for fisheries management as well. There was discussion about there could be some better advertising of available programs through state, federal programs, along with the NGOs. And there was some good discussion on precision agriculture and how ag bankers can help us through some of that and working with landowners, individual landowners, to take some non-productive land out of production and put it into habitat and work through some of the programs that are available through state and federal agencies. The public access, some of the key takeaways were they'd like to see the CREP program expanded throughout the James River Valley as it is right now, but expanded to fulfill the acreage goals that we had at one time. They also recognize that access is needed throughout the state, especially close to population centers where it's more difficult to get access and need to think of ways we can provide access in those areas. And they'd also like us to do a review of the habitat, the quality of habitat on some of the access areas, whether they be on public land or on the walk-in area programs. And we are already doing some of that review. And then there was good discussion on the other areas too, the sustainable funding. The recreation respect, I want to touch on that a little bit, is that some felt that there was some missed opportunities, and they did some self-reflection and looked at there were some opportunities for sportsmen and sportswomen to mend some of the relationships sometimes with landowners. And one of the things that was discussed, as Commissioner Gary Jensen brought up, was the Adopt a Lake, that format and potentially doing things such as that to continue to provide opportunity or provide a relationship building with landowners throughout the state. But ultimately, at the very end, the effective conservation voice, I think there was a reflection amongst the people that were there, an understanding that there's going to be times when either the groups that were in attendance are not going to always agree with one another, and they may not always agree with a department or with the commission. However, they felt that it's really important that even though we may have differences, that we work closely together and continue to work hand in hand with each other to make sure that our conservation efforts are in good hands moving forward. So all in all, we thought it was a very good session. We had very positive feedback from those individuals. We're still compiling some of the information. We'll have that information available for you later. We are going to share emails and contacts with those that were in attendance. They requested that they did that, that we do that, and we are going to do that. And we're going to follow up with some additional meetings, forums with some other groups we're talking about, and we're going to be meeting with shooting preserve operators. We're also going to be meeting with other recreational users. A lot of the folks that were there on the 21st were more of the hook and bullet type crowd, those folks that are going hunting and fishing, but we want to be also meeting with non-consumptive users, and so we plan on bringing those groups together, and then also ag groups, ag producers, landowner groups. We want to have some discussion with those groups too, so those will be following up. And then next winter, our intent is to bring all those groups together into one conservation summit. And so that's our plan moving forward. And I think the key from that day was that communication is the key to success, and that we want to continue that. So I'll stand by for any questions.
There's a lot of enthusiasm that day and a willingness to work together and communicate with each other. I thought it was great. And a lot of spirited discussion that day. It's great.
I'd agree.
Questions? Yeah, we'll look forward to the other groups getting together and should reap some benefits out of that summit that started there. Okay.
I think so. Thank you.
Thank you, Arden. Okay, that brings us down to Emily. Hundred years.